Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
I spoke to Tom Parlin, the Director General of the Construction Industry Federation, last year around this time when we entered our first lockdown. I don't think either of us imagined that a year later many construction sites would be again closed in another lockdown. Tom has been calling for all sites to be reopened as he feels they pose no serious threat to public health. Good morning, Tom Parlin.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you getting on?
I'm all good, Tom. Great to hear you. Firstly, Tom, what's the actual status? Like, I was reading even in today's papers that in the Irish Independent, construction site set to be open next month, says Minister in the Daily Mail, building may not be back next month, O'Brien says. So can you tell me what's going on?
Well, look, I wish I knew, Bobby. What has happened is that we're by the end of this month now, we'll be nearly 5 months out of the last 12 months, we'll be nearly 5 months closed down. So that's had a massive repercussion on the industry. And I suppose the important thing that doesn't seem to get into the heads of anybody, Ireland is the only country in Europe at the moment and around the world, as far as I know, that hasn't its construction fully open. And right throughout the epidemic, when it was at its worst, most countries went ahead with their construction because the generally sites are regarded to be safe. They're largely outdoor. They're a young workforce. They have very good protocols. And we've had that. And we were the first industry to open up in May after the big initial lockdown. And we've operated since May with a really good safety record. We've been monitored for most of the year by the HSE. And currently, we have about 40% of the industry open. The government dictated that through a statutory instrument that all the global supply chain, and they're mainly the big foreign direct investment companies, the Intels and the Amazons and the Facebooks and the big pharmas and the big cloud.
They're all essential, all are they? So
they're all deemed to be essential.
And Tom, can I ask you then about, you know, as I wander on my walk within my 5K and you look at house extensions and there seems to be activity. Is there people, you know, ringing up and complaining that such a site is open and it shouldn't be? Tell me about what's actually happening on the ground out there, particularly with smaller sites.
Well, I suppose the other area, apart from the big foreign direct investment, all school projects, all education projects that are continuing and third level, all health, all investments in hospital and anything to do with the HSE, they're all continuing. All utilities, Irish Water and ESB.
And what about house extensions?
Well, social housing is allowed. And initially when we were locked down, and we were supposed to be locked down just for 3 weeks in January as part of this sort of mobility and trying to get people off the out of circulation, they allowed houses that were going to be completed and ready for habitation by the end of the month to continue. Then we got extended for the month of February, and that wasn't allowed, but social houses was allowed. And I believe that will be a new statutory instrument coming out on Monday. Now, it does allow for emergency work. Clearly, there's been a lot of weathering on sites. Timber frame homes that would be very, very common now for house building, you know, if they're up since early January, they would need to be secured with brick walls around them and a roof over them, or else.
And things like if you have windows ordered or that kind of thing, you know, is.
Yeah. So, like, there is frustration, Bobby, absolutely. And there are people where you might want to finish. Like, I've had a lot more letters from people who are distraught over having had moved out of their home for a small extension, for a small bit of renovation, or people that had secured mortgages ready to move into houses that were going to be completed in January or February and haven't been able to do so, and concerned that their mortgage approval might run out and so on. So it has caused a massive disruption industry, but to society as well.
Tom, time is money. And again, particularly when we look at construction, if you've got a site that's closed, there's nothing happening, you know, when it does open, whatever that date is, there'll be pent up demand, there'll be shortage of trades. Am I right in saying this, that this surely will manifest itself into increased costs?
Well, likely the inflation already is out there, I suppose, partly due to Brexit, partly due to other factors. Steel has gone very expensive, so is timber and so on. But I suppose one of the frustrations, if 40% of the industry are open and the other 60 aren't, you know, people are concerned they're losing their subcontractors to some of the people that are open. And if the North of Ireland construction is open and the UK and right across Europe, people that are used to working and used to travelling maybe as well are hopping on the ferry or whatever and they're going and they're taking up their works, because the PUP payment is very important, absolutely. There's 60,000 construction workers just about now taking the PUP, but most of them, they're taking whatever, €300 plus. They'd normally be taking home €1,000. So if that same work is in the continent or in the UK, there's a danger of them going there, and it is going to make the challenge of reopening whenever we decide more difficult.
But we're not going to be going back to the days of plumbers earning €2,000 a day and that sort of stuff.
Well, geez, I don't think that ever happened.
Well, I think it did. If your memory's acting like mine, and I don't think we have to go back too long. But
the concern, Bobby, is that there are people at home. Like, the reason that we're closed down is supposed to be for public health reasons and for safe. Now, we have proven, and the statistics are there from the HSE. Actually, last week, we only had 24 cases in construction. That's with about 35,000 people in the workplace. So, like, it's an extremely safe industry and proven to be so. So there is very little point from the point of view of health and having us closed down. But a lot of the people that are forced back home are doing mixers. The same as you say, somebody's bathroom needs a bit of a job or a ceiling fixed or whatever. There are people going into
homes. And is that undermining the sector, do you think?
Well, it's not so much, but I think it's undermining our best practice in terms of health. Like, if they were on a site, they'd be in a controlled environment and in a safe environment. If they're going in and out of private homes and into families and so on, I suspect it's a hell of a lot less safe.
Yeah. And what about things like, you know, you mentioned a number of people there getting the PUP payment, but have you any concerns, you know, even in the medium term, about a loss of skills or an exodus from the sector?
Yeah, that is a worry. And as I said, they're going to go abroad. They're going to go to other firms. But I suppose there's a loss of cash, I'd say, Bobby, is the biggest concern. Like, companies are keeping their core team together because they don't want to lose them and they do want to have them. And they're paying their full salaries at the moment. They don't qualify for the PUP. And companies don't get any, construction companies don't get any subsidy for their overheads, because we were largely open most of last year. We were first to open. So whereas the hospitality sector or people with premises are getting a monthly sub for covering their overheads, construction firms are not.
Yeah, but that's because they haven't been able to trade. They haven't traded in 12 months, some of them.
Exactly. And if they have all the plant and machinery and all of that stuff with monthly repayments due, regardless of whether they're working or not, those repayments are still coming due.
Right. So what do you think then, Tom? You know, will you be open on April 5th? Will you not? Do you think there might be a kind of a watered down solution that maybe may allow gradual return? What do you expect is going to happen?
Well, Bobby, we've met with the Taoiseach, with the Taoiseach, with the Minister for Housing, with senior officials. We've made our case, and we're told that there will be a review in the last week of March. And obviously, all things considered, and the stats are pretty good from on the health in terms of numbers in hospital. Here we're way down in terms of numbers in ICU today, and the overall numbers are coming down. So we're saying that we should be open anyhow, but certainly we're putting on all the pressure we can to make sure that the entire industry is open in early April, and that we're allowed to carry on, and even that we'd get the earliest signal, because there will be a lot of preparatory work to be done as soon as we hear we're opening, in terms of getting staff back, getting materials onto site, working with the supply chain and all of that. Like, if you were only allowed open on the Monday of the whatever, the 5th of April, it could take a week or two before you get. So we need a bit of advance notice to begin to prepare.
Just to close out on that, you know, the fact that you don't get advance notice, that's critical, is it not, when you're looking at lead times on raw materials and all that, you can't just have a scenario where you're told that next week it's okay, you can open or you can reopen again. The industry needs some kind of plan around and some kind of advance notice.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, what we are being told is that NPHET will obviously have a big say in what happens after the 5th of April, and that they have to be convinced that there's not new spikes coming. And clearly, I think if there's going to be a spike as a result of the schools opening, it will manifest itself, you know, early next week. And we keep our fingers crossed that that won't be the case. But from the mobility point of view, there's only about, like, there's 147,000 people working directly in construction. That's what the CSO say. When we break down that figure, about 80,000 of those need to be on site any day. The others are professionals or people that might need to visit sites occasionally or can work for home. So they're not generally on site. And at the moment, there's about 32 or 35,000 people. So there's only about an extra 50,000 people that would need to be mobile going to sites if we fully open the industry.
Okay.
Whereas fully opening the schools, they're talking about 1 million people by the time you take the kids, the teachers, the supports and all of that into case. So we're a very small element of the mobility, but I believe a very essential element.
Okay,
and
Tom,
we've proven ourselves to be safe.
All right. Well, thanks for updating us, and we wish you well, and we wish indeed the sector well. That's Tom Parlin there, the Director General of the Construction Industry Federation.